ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Canto 10, Chapter 12, The Killing of the Demon Aghasur, Text 19. O Mitrani Gadata Sattvakutam Purasthitam Asmat Sangrasan Vyata Vyalatundayate Nava Aho. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The boy said, "Dear friends, is this creature dead? Or is it actually a living python with its mouth spread wide just to swallow us all? Kindly clear up this doubt." Purport. The friends began to discuss among themselves the reality of the wonderful creature laying before them. Was it dead? Or was it actually a living python trying to swallow them up? Om Agya, the boy said, "Dear friends, so need the blessings and prayers of all the Vaishnavas to glorify Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees for my purification." So this verse is talking about clearing the doubts with friends, basically. That one person, So here cowherd boys are asking with each other some clarification. And some clarification in regard to the doubts which are coming in their mind. So this is a normal thing in anybody's life, that there will be doubts, there will be difficulties, and then there will be people in our life with whom we can discuss those doubts, we can discuss those difficulties, or we can take help to come out of those difficulties. So many times people are concerned that what kind of friends they can have in their life, who is a friend. So friendship is really necessary, because if you read Mahabharata, Shanti Parv, so there is a conversation between Yudhishthira and Bhishma. And Yudhishthira is asking Bhishma that, how can we live without a friend? Because we cannot do anything without help in this world. So many things happen in life. Like this story comes, we used to read in our childhood, that there were some pigeons were caught in a net by a hunter. And all the pigeons, they were united. They became united, and with their power, because they all became together, they could flew with that net actually. And they flew at a high speed because they were putting all their energy together. So this is actually friendship together, putting the energy. So even if we are friends together, sometimes it is not enough with our own energy to come out of that situation. We may need help of some other groups of friends. So this is what happened with them also. Although they are flying, how long they can fly? So then they remembered, one of them remembered, they had a friend, mouse. So they went to that place where that mouse used to live. So the one mouse came out and they explained their grief. So the one mouse told, "What can I do? Such a big net and I'm alone. By that time the hunter will come here." So then mouse called all his friends to help all these friends. And all of them together, within a few minutes, they cut the net. So this is an important thing, that in this world, this is a world which is first of all very uncertain, and another thing is a world of limitations. Both things are there. We are limited, others are limited, and we have to come together. So many times in this world, actually friendship on the material level is actually based on some common interest, basically. That's what Bhishma is telling to Yudhishthir. He says there are four kinds of friends, actually. And he says, first one is a Sahartha. Sahartha means both of them come together for a common goal, to achieve some kingdom, to achieve some fortune, some common goal. Like Sugriva and Ram, they came together. The goal was that both of them have left, you know, both of them were bereft of their wives. Sugriva was also bereft and Lord Ramchandra was also bereft. And then both of them came together, that you help me and I'll help you. This is called Sartha. Second one is called Bhajman. Bhajman is friendship based on lineage. Like, you know, Vamsha Parampara, in the Paramparagat line, there is some families together and they're automatically friends. It's called Bhajman. And third is called Sahaja. Sahaja is like, since childhood, you are just along with somebody and very much intimate to that person and just is going on, you know, they just fought together. And fourth one is called Kritrim. It's like quite funny, but this most of the time it is, the material world friendship is like this. Kritrim. Kritrim means where by giving money or by giving some favor for that person, you earn that friendship. Like Duryodhana earned the friendship of Karna by giving him the kingdom. Again, when Shalya came to fight, and on the way he actually made such beautiful arrangements for Shalya to stay, all his kingdom and army, sorry, king, all the army was facilitated in a very, very nice way. So then Shalya became so much touched by the welcome of he didn't know who had done it. He just told that whoever has done it, I'll fulfill whatever he says. And immediately Duryodhana came in front, and I have done it. So there was not a kind of desire that he want to serve or he want to please. Behind that serving and pleasing was actually some motive. So he said, yeah, I want you fight from my side. So it's called Kritrim. Kritrim is where just because of some favor you have earned the friendship. So in this world, basically, most of the time, friendship will fall in one of these four things. And we should not get confused that if, as a friend, somebody behave in one of these four ways. Out of these four, middle two are considered best, you know, where Bhajman and Sahaja, because that's natural. Like natural from the childhood, or natural from the family background, that friendship is coming up. But other two are based on, you know, some give and take. So what's wrong in give and take? Nothing wrong in give and take, because in this world function on that platform. So when in friendship, this give and take business take place, we shouldn't get confused what is happening, especially after coming to Vaishnav Sampradaya or Vaishnav institution. Because here also, many times we may have to act on this platform, either on Kritrim or another one is of Sahartha. Because even to function in this world, especially if you're living in the society, like our society or institution, within society and to get the work done outside, we may have to develop friendship, where the friendship is not just based on selfless service, it is based on all this common interest. Now, another doubt may come out, friendship is of, like Prahlad Maharaj says in 7th canto, he said, don't talk about this friendship or enmity, I don't believe in it. I used to get confused. 1 minute. That if Prahlad Maharaj is saying that what the friendship and what enmity, we're all just same. So that he's also right. Because he's talking on the platform of Uttam Adhikari. He's talking on the platform where person has achieved, where he sees everybody equally. And on top of that, he doesn't need anything of this world. Even if somebody sees everybody equally, if he wants to do something in this world, then he cannot function on that platform. That's why Shastra says that Uttam Adhikari actually comes to the level of Madhyam Adhikari, where he actually sees the discrimination. Like even this section we have been reading about Dhruva Maharaj, it's a beautiful point there. When Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord, he comes to the kingdom, he came to the Vasudev platform, he has darshan of the Lord, Shuddh Sattva platform. But while ruling the kingdom, he had to deal with the material energy. Or even Priyavrat Maharaj, if you read the 5th canto, he had gone to the forest, but when he came back, he had to deal with the material energy. And while dealing with the material energy, always there is a probability or possibility, mostly it is going to be there like that we may get affected. So when Dhruva Maharaj's brother was killed by Yakshas, so Dhruva was ruling that kingdom. So even if you don't take as a Dhruva's brother, as a king he had a duty to do something about that death. So immediately he started fighting with the Yakshas and he started killing one after another in wholesale. And he was killing like anything. So this is the point, you know, where you read, if Dhruva Maharaj has achieved such a great platform and now he's killing, he's seeing them enemies, and not just one person enemy, the whole race he was seeing them as enemy, and actually there he actually got distracted. Swayambhu Manu had to come and he had to remind him that, you know, you should not do like this. And there's a beautiful chapter where three ways he tried to preach to him. First he preached to him like on the basis of that Vaishnava philosophy, you know. Vaishnava philosophy is titikshya karunya maitreya cha akhila jantushu samatvena cha sarvatma bhagavan samprasidati. He says the Lord is very much satisfied when a devotee greets other people with these four qualities: titikshya, with tolerance; karunya, mercy; maitreya, friendship; and equality, samatvena. So if person has to act on this platform of being tolerant, being friendly, merciful, equality, then king can never kill anybody then. King can never punish somebody. Because he has killed his brother, so just forgive him. Being tolerant, being merciful, be equal to everybody. So what will happen? Anybody will kill anybody here. So the confusion is there, but this confusion can be easily sorted out if we don't mix the role of a Kshatriya with the practice of Vaishnavism. If person is practicing Vaishnavism, even after practicing that Vaishnavism, if he has given the responsibility of administrator, then he doesn't have the responsibility, he doesn't only have the responsibility of taking care of his own life, he actually accountable of so many other people's life. So because he is accountable of other people's life, he has to discriminate. He has to punish. And if he doesn't punish, things will go havoc. So even in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes many times actually, to maintain law and order, a king has to use violence. So this philosophy of non-violence is actually maybe a good strategy sometime. But it cannot be a universal principle that anywhere, anytime you apply non-violence. It is a good strategy. Sometimes you just don't do anything. Yeah? That is the best strategy. But it can't be said that it's a universal principle. At the same time, when person is practicing as a Brahmana, he's just trying to preach the message like Jesus Christ, Haridas Thakur. When the problem comes, trouble comes in their life, they just tolerate it. They keep on tolerating it. They don't rebel or they don't react. But if the same person take the responsibility of the king, then he has to do. And Prabhupada writes there, Dhruva Maharaj was a liberated soul, and actually he was not angry with anyone. But because he was the ruler, it was his duty to become angry for some time in order to keep the law and order in the state. His brother Uttama was without fault, yet he was killed by one of the Yakshas. It was the duty of Dhruva Maharaj to kill the offender, life for life, because Dhruva was the king. When the challenge came, Dhruva Maharaj fought vehemently and punished the Yaksha sufficiently. But, this but is very big here. This tells the nature of this world. But anger is such that if one increases it, it increases unlimitedly. In order that Dhruva Maharaj's kingly anger not exceed the limit, Manu was kind enough to check his grandson. Dhruva Maharaj could understand the purpose of his grandfather and he immediately stopped the fighting. So basically, if you see, Swayambhu Manu acted like a friend to Dhruva Maharaj. So it's not that friend has to be with equal age or equal time. Friend means one who comes to help in a difficult situation. Yeah? Like in English they say, friend in need is friend indeed. So that need in spirituality, basically, or path of spirituality, that where we got distracted from our goal, or you know, our consciousness has been polluted because of some materialistic three modes and all that. So that time, somebody comes to help us, then he's a friend. So that friend can be king, that friend can be our father, grandfather, our relatives. He can be a younger one, somebody. He can be anybody. In Germany, when Prabhupada was having the installation ceremony of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, it was a big chaos over there. Things were not prepared. And Prabhupada, being again an administrator, at the same time guru, but he has to rule the kind of institution. He just can't allow the things to go havoc. So he started becoming angry. And he was so angry, national TV was on, he didn't care of that also. And people were really scared of him that time, he's like a fire. And one hippie was sitting just next to him. And he said, Prabhupada, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. He's telling whom? Prabhupada. And Prabhupada didn't say, you're telling me? Prabhupada immediately picked up his beat bag and started chanting. He completed one round, I think beat bag or sing new beat, and he gave the beat to that hippie. You chant now. And the whole ceremony got over and everything. And in the evening, they wanted to give Prabhupada Mahaprasad, but everybody was so panic because when Prabhupada is angry, so they brought the plate of Mahaprasad and they brought near Prabhupada, and the weight fell down. So then he brought the plate with a little Mahaprasad is there. Prabhupada said, where is the Mahaprasad? He said, Prabhupada fell down. It fell down. He said, go, bring it. So he just lifted it from the ground and brought it. Prabhupada paid obeisances, took it. And in the evening, they wanted to meet Prabhupada and they were so scared. They didn't know what is awaiting now if you enter into his room. And when they enter into his room, what Prabhupada was doing, Prabhupada was holding his, you know, his, what you call it, knees to his chest, like, you know, children they do. And he was rocking, you know, back and forth and just singing some bhajans and kirtan. So that anger was for that particular purpose, to maintain that law and order. So this confusion should not be there, that whether we have anger or whether we can have friends or enemies. So there has to be discrimination, and that discrimination has to be applied with our intelligence. And while applying, if we commit mistake, then there has to be a support system of friends, those who come at our help at that time. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to come out of that situation. Because many times we develop friendship or relationship with many people, and that friendship or relationship becomes very dangerous. Chanakya Pandit says, even jackal, he talks about jackal. One jackal is talking to another jackal. He's saying, oh jackal, leave aside the body of that man at once whose hands have never given in charity, whose ears have not heard the voice of learning, whose eyes have not beheld a pure devotee of the Lord, whose feet have never traversed the holy places, whose belly is filled with things obtained by crooked practices, and whose head is held high in vanity. Do not eat it. Do not eat it. Better to fast. Who's talking? One jackal to another jackal. Because if you eat it, you will become polluted. And if we start associating such people just because of some sentiments and, you know, our old relationship and, oh, I'm obliged. Like Karna was talking to Krishna, I'm obliged to Duryodhana. So Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, actually, obligation is binding when effect is good. Obligation is binding only when effect is good. Otherwise not. We should give it up. Like Kashyapa was approached by Diti at the wrong time for having a association, intercourse. And Kashyapa felt obliged, felt weak. And because of that wrong act, Kashyapa and Diti gave birth to Daityas. Daityas came. So this is a very important thing, that feeling obliged due to weakness of heart is actually very dangerous. And what happens, because of this, even parents, they facilitate the unreasonable demands of their children. And reason is many, many Duryodhana-like qualities comes, you know, like Dhritarashtra kept on facilitating Duryodhana. Now they were, Pandavas were sent to the forest, and still Duryodhana is, you know, want to trouble them. Dunya said, I want to go to see my cows and this and that, I want to go to the forest. And Dhritarashtra knew that if you go there, you will agitate them and there will be a problem. And he was telling also, I'll not allow you. But then he submitted, okay, go, no problem. So this submitting to the weakness of the heart, of oneself and the people to whom we are connected to, it leads to a lot of problems actually. So obligation is binding only when effect is good. Otherwise, we should not keep those friendship. There is no point. He's a true friend who does not forsake us in time of need, misfortune, famine or war, in a king's court or at the crematorium. Again, Chanakya Pandit says this. Even up to the point of crematorium, he doesn't leave us. And that is the example of actually our Vidura. Vidura, throughout of his life, he actually was so faithful to Dhritarashtra. Every time he would counsel him, he would advise him. And Dhritarashtra would not listen to him. Because in these friends, there are different kinds of friends, actually, like I was talking. Again, this comes in there only, Bhishma and Yudhishthira Samvad. And Bhishma is saying that it's very risky to have, you know, complete friendship in this world. Because the problem in this world is, asadhu sadhutameti sadhur bhavati daruna arishya mitram bhavati mitram chapi pradushyati. That even a bad person can become good, and good person become bad after some time. Why it becomes in this world? Enemy become friend and friend becomes enemy. Why? Because anitya chittaha, that everybody chitta, mind keep changing in this world because of the influence of the modes. So only a person who is beyond modes, in that person we can keep complete faith, complete trust. Otherwise, you have to be cautious. Especially if you are ruling some place or if you are taking care of some institution, you just can't keep the full faith over there. And at the same time, you can't just live just with, you know, avishwas, just in doubtful mood. He said, ekantena hi vishwasaha kristano dharmarthanashakaha avishwasaccha sarvatra mrityunacha vishishyate. That if you put lot of faith on somebody, then it can destroy the dharma and artha both, the religion and money both. And if we live the life of doubts, you know, always you are doubting this person, doubting that person, then also you cannot survive. It's worse than death. So what to do? Akala mrityu vishwaso vishwasan hi vipadyate yasmit karoti vishwasam icchatasyasya jivati. So putting full faith in somebody is worse than death. And not putting faith in anybody is also worse than death. So keep faith, at the same time keep an eye, you know, be alert what is happening. Keep faith on some selected people and be very careful. So then he will say, we will not have any friend like that? No. If you have somebody like this, now he mentions, vyavesanan nitya bhito yaha samridhya yuna dushyati. That find a friend, if you can, difficult, but if you have somebody like that in your life, very fortunate, who is that? That he is very scared just the thought that his friend will be in trouble. That mere the thought that his friend will be in trouble, he gets fearful. And he doesn't get envious when he sees the progress of his friend. Then that kind of friend is like close to your soul. Then you can keep a lot of faith in that person. Otherwise, keep faith, but keep an eye. And if you have delegated some work also, then while after delegating, you have to leave that place or remove your eye from that place only when the work is done, finished. Otherwise, any time that person's mind can change because of influence of Rajoguna and Tamoguna, whatever, and he may just go back. And very rare to find friend like Vidura, who actually was beyond modes. He's not an ordinary person. That even when he was insulted, like anything, you know, like if somebody has given his whole life for some family or for some company, and the owner of that company says, or the son of the owner of the company says, that you leave this place with your breath. No, what you call that, funds, save karke. Provident funds. No provident funds, no pension, nothing. Just leave this company today after 40 years of faithful service with your breath. That was done to Vidura actually, by the son of the owner of that company, Duryodhana.
He said, leave this place with your breath. What a emotional hurt it will be, you know. Just imagine, little bit somebody tells us not to do something or to do something, we felt so emotionally hurt. And if somebody kicks us out from the place where we have served faithfully, not even taken single penny from that place for our own sense gratification. Vidura didn't get any hurt. He said, yeah, Krishna's arrangement, I'll go for Tirthas. And he's not cursing also, Mare, narak mein jaye, not like that. He's actually praying for them. And the proof of that, actually, when a person like Vidura leaves the home, becomes sannyasi, they never come back home, actually. It's not recommended that they come back home. But Vidura came back only for the purpose to deliver his old brother who was attached to the house and family even when his all 100 sons were killed by Bhima. And he said, Bhratur Jeshtasya Shreyaskrit. For doing good to his elder brother, he came. Bhratu Jeshta. Jeshta Bhratu ke Shreyas ke liye aaya wo, bas. Aur usko koi udeshya nahi dhane ka. And when he came for that, even other God benefited. This is the nature of the great souls. That great souls may go for benefiting or favoring somebody, but even all around the people who are there, they will also get benefited. Prabhupada writes in that beautiful purport, Mahatma Vidura had already adopted the renounced order of life and therefore he did not return to his paternal palace to enjoy some material comforts. It's not that, you know, need a break. Need a break for this austere life of forest. Let me go to the, you know, palace, have some nice food, nice sleep. This may be at our level, you know, we are practicing some spiritual life, we need break sometime. Vidura is already detached. He accepted out of his own mercy what was offered to him by Maharaj Yudhishthir, but the purpose of living in the palace was to deliver his elder brother, Dhritarashtra, who was too much mentally attached. Dhritarashtra lost all his estate and descendants in the fight with Maharaj Yudhishthir, and still he was living in that palace. And eating the food, you know, and actually when Vidura started preaching to our Dhritarashtra, he was quite heavy actually. He said, you are living in a palace, and like people throw some bread to the dog, that way Bhima is throwing some bread to you. The person who has killed all your sons, you are living in that palace. And time is coming in the form of death, is going to destroy all of us. You are already blind and now you become deaf also. And in the form of time, it will take away all the wealth and honor and children and land and home. Heavy philosophy. He's a real friend actually. We think that somebody speaks heavy philosophy is impolite. Like, I think some devotee was speaking this, I think Gaurangpo or somebody, that Badrinarayan Prabhu's grandfather was on deathbed, you know, Prabhupada disciple. And Badrinarayan Prabhu went to meet him. And when he went, so when devotees go with some, doing some help, you know, real help, not just giving some false hopes. And all the relatives of Badrinarayan Prabhu's grandfather were sitting around him and they were giving false hopes to him. What are the false hopes? Sab theek ho jayega. Just, you know, for some more time. It's okay. It's all well. Some kind of false hopes. You will be all right. Take it as easy. And what Badrinarayan Prabhu started speaking? He opened the first canto, 13th chapter, Vidura's teaching to Dhritarashtra. Heavy philosophy. And he spoke for a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes, and all the relatives started becoming uncomfortable. And they said, I think, you know, you should go out, you know, it's enough now. So now he's obliged. He just can't say, no, I want to read because everybody is saying him to go out. It's a little, you know, they consider him to be very impolite. His grandfather spoke. He said, no, he is only going to sit. He is my only well-wisher. He is my only real friend. He is the only person who is speaking truth. All of you are just giving him false hopes. Everything will be all right. Time is coming in the form of death, I know, and it will take away everything from me. So that's what he did actually. So this is a very important thing, that guru or the friend, he actually gives the real message. He revealed the message of the Lord. Like once one person came to Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, whenever my guru touches me, it gives me shock. Prabhupada said, shock? Put the hand in the socket. Circuit will give you bigger shock.
Guru's business is not to give the shock. Maya is already giving a lot of shocks. Three modes of material nature are already giving a lot of shocks. Purpose of Guru is actually to reveal the message of the Lord. That is the purpose of Guru. If we read in South India, this Sri Sampradaya, one of the gurus of Ramanujacharya was Yamunacharya. And Yamunacharya, he actually was a son of Ishwar Muni and grandson of Nath Muni. And his father died when he was just, 5 years old. And that time Nath Muni also became very detached. And he also left the home. He said, this world is always like that. And only his mother and his grandmother was there. And then he was started living with the Bhasyacharya in his Gurukul. And he was learning Shastras and the grammar and everything. And when he became 12 years old, that time one person came and he was shouting when Guru was not there in the Gurukul that your Guru has not given the tax for 2 years. What tax? He said, in this kingdom, there is a scholar named Kolahal is living. And that Kolahal has defeated your Guru. And whoever Kolahal defeats, he has to pay the taxes. That's what king has decided. And if he doesn't, then he will be put to death. And he was talking with a lot of pride and everything. So Yamuna said that what kind of guru you are talking about? First business of guru to smash the pride of his disciple. You are speaking with such pride. Your guru is not qualified to have debate with my guru. I am enough for him. Tell him that I am coming. So he got very angry. He said, what nonsense you are talking about? Big scholars cannot face Kolahal. He said, go, tell. If he wants, he can debate with me. And when king came to know, king was also puzzled. He said he met some crazy person or what? He sent some people to see whether that boy is sensible, normal, or is crazy. But they found out he's normal. And then king took him seriously. He sent the golden palanquin and with 100 soldiers and everybody. He was brought to the palace and now debate is arranged. So when king saw this young boy of 12 years old, he told his queen, wife, he said, Albandar, he's going to defeat? Queen said, yeah, he's going to defeat. The big people have big things, they are talking in big words. The queen said, my heart says he's going to defeat. King said, no, he's not going to defeat. Queen said, he's going to defeat. He's not an ordinary boy. And if you don't believe, let's have the wage, And she threw the vase that if he's not able to defeat, I'll become the maid servant of your servant. King said, what a wage. I have to put some equal wage now. And he said, that if he defeats the Kolahal, then I'll give half of my kingdom to this boy. Debate started. And when debate started, what happened? Kolahal started asking questions. And Yamuna is answering. So after a few questions, Yamuna said, ask some tough questions, What is asking? I'm 12 years old, but doesn't mean that you insult me like this. He started tough questions. Again, Yamuna is answering. Yamuna said, okay, bahut ho gaya abhi. Now we'll finish this matter. I'll ask you 3 questions. And if you cannot answer, then you accept defeat. If you answer, I accept defeat. Okay. Yamuna asked the first question. Your mother is not a barren woman. Refute this statement. What a question it is. Your mother is not a barren woman. Refute this statement. How can you defeat this statement? Refute this statement. He himself is sitting over there. The son has to say that my mother is a barren woman. Can't prove it. He just became mum. What question are you asking? He said, okay, next. Our Pandya king, the Pandya kings were ruling, is a supremely righteous king. Refute this statement. How can he refute this? That king is not righteous. He'll be hanged. And now again, Kolahal started becoming very angry. He said, what is this nonsense? You're talking, ask something sensible. How can you say that our king is not righteous? How can I say like that? He was becoming very upset. Then Yamuna said, okay, last question. Our queen is as faithful and chaste to his husband, his king, as Sati Savitri. Refute this statement. Maragai. Refute this statement. Now the Kolahal became very angry. You are insulting our king and queen. You are telling our king is not righteous. Our queen is not chaste. What nonsense it is.
And all the supporters of Kulhawali started shouting, and all the supporters of Yamuna started shouting. And Yamuna had more supporters because a lot of people who were defeated. He said, no, 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 this is the nonsense. And he said, and then Kulhawali said that actually, this person is just fooling us. And if he knows the answer, then he should answer it, then we'll accept the defeat. He said, no. The condition was that if you cannot answer, you will accept defeat. A lot of shouting, a lot of fight, verbal fight. And then Yamuna said, okay, don't worry. Wait. I'll tell you. I'll answer. Don't worry. Although it was not in the Vedas, but I'll answer. First, according to Manu Samhita, a woman who has only one child is considered a barren woman. Second, according to Manu Samhita, king takes the 1/6 of the karma of his kingdom. So being Kali Yuga, people are more prone to sinful activities. So naturally, karma is gathering more. King is gathering more sinful karma than pious karma. So he is not the fully righteous. So that way, he is righteous also and he is not righteous also. Now he is not offended. He is not say that he is not righteous. Third one is toughest actually. That queen is as chaste and faithful to king as Savitri. Refute this statement. He said, when king is actually representative of God and all the demigods, and especially 8 demigods, Agni, Vayu, Surya, Chandra, Yama, Kuvera, Varuna, and Indra. So when actually queen has married the king, she had actually married these 8 demigods also. So she is not as chaste as Savitri. So everybody started shouting and, you know, everybody became very happy. And king had to give the half the kingdom to Yamuna. Now Yamuna became very big king, and as the nature of this world, we may get distracted in this world. Yamuna got distracted from his process of his spiritual life, reading Bhagavad Gita and everything. He was only worried about kingdom and wealth. And so one disciple or friend of Nath Muni thought that now I should help Yamuna. And he can't meet king like that now. King, to meet king is very difficult. So then he found out one way. He thought, you know, he started bringing one shark, Tudvalai shark, which is very tasty and very nourishing to the body, to the cook of the king. And then he stopped. And then king asked, where is the shark? And then they invited this person to meet the king. And this person took the opportunity to tell that actually your grandfather has left a great treasure. And, you know, I'm there to tell you. King said, tell me, I have to conquer the neighboring kingdom. I need a lot of wealth. He said, yeah, I'll tell you, but you have to come with me alone. He said, yeah, alone, whatever you say, I'll do. I need the kingdom, I need the wealth. So they were going together in the bullock cart or chariot, I don't know, but they were going together. And this person started chanting beautiful verses from the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Mayyeva manadastau, may buddhim niveshaya. So many beautiful verses he started chanting. And Yamuna started remembering, Yamunacharya, actually now he's King Yamuna, started remembering all the beautiful verses and everything in the childhood he was used to learn. And then he told him that actually the wealth is beyond 7 walls. And that 7 walls were actually the 7 walls of Ranganath temple. He took him there, gave the darshan of Lord Ranganath. And Yamuna actually came to his remembrance and actually bent on to become an Acharya. So this is, according to a spiritual point of view, that is actually a friendship. Where person is in difficulty, person is in trouble, and that time somebody comes and helps us. You know, like here also doubt. You know, according to Jiva Goswami, Tattva Sandarbha, there are actually 5 kinds of doubts which can come in person's life while practicing spirituality. And that is there already in everybody's mind when we come to Krishna conscious process. And they get covered up, or they get, you know, clarified little bit in the beginning. A person get affected by the devotee's association. So, you know, he's just flying in the air, appreciating many wonderful things. In the down the line, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, those doubts may come again. The first doubt is doubt in Shastras. Although we are accepting Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Shastras, but we don't have full faith in Shastras. Still, there are many areas we doubt. We doubt. You know, Prabhupada was in Bhaktivedanta manner, and one devotee came to Prabhupada and he asked, Prabhupada, how can we practically understand, you know, like Mahavishnu, when he exhales, then all the universes comes out, and when he inhales, all the universes goes in, universes are created when the exhalation takes place. Prabhupada said, you will never understand. because you have the brain of a puppy. So what we'll understand from the Shastras, you know, another time Prabhupada was talking about that there are birds which fly from one planet to another planet, and while flying they give, there is an egg comes out, and while egg is falling down it hatches and another bird comes out. And Prabhupada said, wow, the disciples said, wow, how it is? Prabhupada said, you will not understand because you are still in the mother's womb. So in regard to scriptures, with our tiny brain, it's very difficult. Doubts will keep coming unless we have a special mercy of the Lord. And that mercy actually make our strong bond with the Krishna and His words. Second doubt, according to Jiva Goswami, is actually doubt in the goal. Goal is what? Krishna, a spiritual world. But that is also weak. Prabhupada was walking again in London in Trafalgar Square with his stick, and all the sannyasis and GBs were there. And Prabhupada was again started making this statement. There is only one problem. There is only one problem. And devotees were thinking, what is the problem? Maybe I have not chanted my 16 rounds. Or maybe this problem, that problem. And then Prabhupada said, putting his cane to the ground, he said, the one problem is that you don't believe in Krishna. Because we don't believe in Krishna fully, it means we don't believe in Krishna's mercy. We don't believe in Krishna's words, and that's why our faith is very weak. Faith is very weak. You know, another time Prabhupada was there, and one devotee came to ask Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, if this world is meant, you know, Maya is there to actually expose us, and Maya is there to, this world is means going back to Godhead. That's why Krishna has created this world like a jail, so that we can get rectified. And we can go back home, back to Godhead. So why we are not able to go back? Why Maya is so strong? Why Krishna has made Maya so strong? Prabhupada said that is not the problem. Problem is because your purpose is not strong. Maya is strong as long as our purpose is weak. As our purpose becomes strong, Maya becomes weaker. Like in the process of anartha nivritti, there is a various process, you know, like utsamayi, ghanatarala, and Vishay Sangraha, Niyamakshama. And one stage comes of Vyul Vikalpaha. Vyul Vikalpaha is a stage when doubts actually start coming, you know. Lot of doubts comes in our mind and person becomes confused. And especially doubts about philosophy, doubts about our ashram, doubts about our future. Person is thinking, oh, whether I should go for Brahmacharya ashram or Grihastha ashram. Whether I should just give up everything and go to the Vrindavan. And then he think, you know, I will not able to survive over there. Then he worry about his parents. Then he worry about his, you know, let me just enjoy first, satisfy my senses, and then I'll take up fully. And then he thinks, you know, if I prematurely leave, then material desires will come again. It's just back and forth, mind is just coming and going, between sense gratification and commitment. So this stage of Vyul Vikalpa is very frustrating actually. Very, very frustrating. And this is about Shastra goal. And start doubt start coming even about process also. Ye chanting kaam karta hai kya? Bolte to the, you know. They used to say that chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Nothing is happening. So this process works. Is it enough? Let me do some extra austerities. Let me go to some other place. Let me do some puja. Let me show my charts. Astrological charts. Let me find out what is there. The person start doubting the process actually, process itself, because there is so much bombardment is happening in his mind. Because this is a stage he has to pass through, Vyula Vikalpa. And then there is a doubts in one's ability to achieve. Maybe Hare Krishna is working for him. Hare Krishna is working for him. Maybe Hare Krishna work for my senior devotee, my Guru Maharaj. It will work for me or not, I don't know. You know? Why? Because I can make it or not, I am very fallen. So let me just give up. And fifth doubt, doubts in contradictions. Because in the scriptures, you will find many contradictions. In the absolute truth, we will find so many contradictions. In fact, all the contradictions are resolved in the absolute truth. All the contradictions are resolved in the absolute truth. Like in Kumbh Mela time, Prabhupada was there, and there was a kind of debate between Yamuna Mataji and I think Bhavanand Prabhu. Then he said, what is the difference between Krishna and Balaram? So Bhavanand Prabhu said, difference is Krishna is black and Balaram is white. Yamuna Mataji said, no, the difference is that only Krishna enjoys Radharani. Now, Tomal Krishna Maharaj was there. He started mediating. He brought the matter to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, Bhavanandpu says like this. Yamuna Mataji says like this. Prabhupada said, Bhavanandpu is right. And then when he said, Yamuna Mataji, he said, Yamuna Mataji is right. And then Tomal Krishna Maharaj said, that how Prabhupada both can be right? He said, you are also right. Prabhupada said, what are you talking? You know, you tell me. There has to be one of them has to be right. And Prabhupada said, you decide. You decide, because in spirituality it's not black and white. In spirituality there can be many best, there can be many rights, there can be many truths. So you decide. You know, many times devotees start fighting, devotees start having difference of opinion that, you know, this is right, this is right. There can be many rights. But there is only one right. One right is that Krishna is God and we have to please Him. Now, to please Him, there can be many ways, various ways we can please Him. So these are the five doubts, doubts in the Shastras, doubts in the goal, doubts in the process, doubts in one's ability to achieve, doubts in contradictions. All these doubts, they actually attack us. They actually harass us. This stage of vikalpa will come. And even in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, first chapter, Arjuna Vishad Yoga, you know, it's all full of doubts. There are five main doubts he expressed. Compassion, you know, false compassion on the relatives. How can I enjoy without my friends, relatives? You know, fear of sinful reaction, destruction of a dynasty, indecisive. And actually, Sanjay said, you know, tam tatha kripya vishtam ashru purna kulekshanam vishidantam idam vakyam uvacha madhusudana. Because Dhritarashtra was becoming happy that now if Arjuna is out of the battlefield, then, you know, we'll win the kingdom. And he said, don't worry, because now he addressed Krishna as Madhusudana. As Krishna had killed Madhu, demon Madhu, similarly Krishna is going to kill the demons of the doubts of Arjuna. So these doubts are actually demons. And if these demons are not taken care of them properly at the right time, they will destroy our spiritual life. That's why we need friends, we need devotees, we need support system to take shelter. Like Rukmani took shelter of Brahmana, and with the help of that Brahman, Rukmani actually took shelter of Krishna. So similarly, directly taking shelter of Krishna may not be possible many times. We may have to just keep taking shelter of devotees. It's very simple, taking shelter of devotees, taking shelter of people. And for that, we need some people around us in whom we can put trust, we can put faith. And we have to, first of all, behave in that way, you know, with whom we can put trust. And for that, we need some people who actually just want to serve others, actually, without having any agenda. Because what happens, like this, I'll conclude with this point. Like this one letter, beautiful letter is there, even Radha Gopinath who gave some classes in the Brahmachari class, going from Kanishtha to Madhyam stage. So having friends is actually a great need to progress in spiritual life. It's actually a must thing, you know, from Kanishtha to Madhyama. And Madhyama is actually Ishvaratta Dadineshu Balisheshu Dushastuche Prema Maitri Kripa Peksha Yaha Karoti Sam Madhyama. That Madhyama Adhikari has to perform these four things. He has to worship the Lord, he has to show mercy to the innocent, he has to keep distance from the envious people, and he has to develop friendship. Why? Because we all need friends. We all need friends even to share our joy. One of the reasons Arjuna gave not to fight was actually, how will I enjoy? And Arjuna said, and one Acharya was giving commentary, that any plant which is, how can a plant come out from a fried seed? So similarly, if somebody's heart is burnt with the sorrow or the grief of the death of his relatives, how the enjoyment can take place? How a enjoyment can take place in that heart? So even to share our joy, we need friends. And for that, first of all, from going to Kanishtha to Madhyam, the Ravindra Sarup Prabhu says that first of all, we have to start becoming conscious of other people's needs and emotions. Because if we are not conscious of other people's needs and emotions, then where is the question of friendship? Friendship is not always on Vaishnava platform on give and take business.
Vaishnava platform friendship is actually friendship on service, friendship of because in general material world friendship take place where you know, like what happens many time, we start favoring somebody, and by favoring we start controlling that person, because then we start expecting from that person. And that's what happens many times in relationship, in outside world also, even husband-wife relationship, that you start favoring each other, then you control each other, and that relationship doesn't work for a long time. So initial show of gentleness and humility in relationship is just a facade, you know, being very kind. But actual test comes when person actually by chanting Hare Krishna and glorifying the Lord, the nature of Rajaguna and Tamaguna comes down. And when Rajaguna and Tamaguna comes down, like it started in the beginning, then mind isn't fickle. And when mind doesn't fickle because of Rajaguna and Tamaguna influence, then we can keep faith in that person, and that person can keep faith in us. And then actually the relationship is actually a relationship of service and actually helping each other on the platform of selfless service. Yeah? This is the point actually. But it begins by at least, because immediately though we cannot get rid of Rajaguna and Tamaguna. It's not some magic, you know, somebody put some stick on our head and it's not like that. It's a process of hard struggle. So Ravindra Sarupu says it's a hard struggle, then at least start becoming conscious of other people's needs and emotions, because becoming conscious of needs and emotions of others requires some kind of goodness. No? Because passion means just my way and highway, you know, I just want to do what I want to do, and for that I will use anybody and everybody. So what happens actually, taking a moment to reflect the feelings of others, and actually what happens then natural qualities, good qualities start coming from others and ourselves. And then various other points are there in that letter. It's very nice, actually talks about communication, that how we should learn to communicate and we should understand each other, what is common between us. And many wonderful things are there, respecting and appreciating and encouraging. And then all wonderful qualities will come in that community. And in that community, when those wonderful qualities will come from each other, then people will be inspired to serve and help each other, and all the doubts will be taken care of. They will not go away, but they will be taken care of in a positive way. At least we'll have somebody to reveal our heart. So I think we should close it. I have some more points, but we can discuss some other time, or you can read this thing somewhere else. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Shri Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai.